about fishing. It's about men working through things.
Yeah, yeah.
Working through our friendships.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is
what pop culture we like, or what non-pop Euler culture we like.
Yeah. But most importantly, it is about us satisfying our obsessive addiction to fishing.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
And which is, it's sort of like an ongoing puzzle.
Yeah.
With like a huge random factor thrown in.
Sure.
And the ability to do the puzzle outside.
Yes.
Sort of like playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I can see that. But you know, yeah, with real, you know,
real Pokemon.
Yeah, with real Pokemons that all swim.
And, only water type Pokemon.
Only water type Pokemon, absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, this is going to be a 9.
I think 9, yeah.
Because the previous 9 did not work out.
Yeah. We had some sound issues we were fishing under, just in case any completists out there. You know, maybe we could offer it as premium content of like
premium content of 90 minutes of static,
of horrible sound, and then a wind, and then a storm blowing up and knocking the hat off my head. I pretty much Matthew went into the water, got my hat for me. I owe him 2 of those now. So
2 hats.
Not just 2 hats, but 2 jumps into water, and I feel like we're very excited to be going down to Matagorda.
To be fair though, as a human Labrador, I don't mind jumping into water.
I understand, but I still feel like if you get now okay, there are a couple of shark species I probably would not go into the water for. But I'm going to say right now, if it's like a lemon shark or a nurse shark or maybe, a hammerhead, that's like an old, that's one of my fish on my sort of like, I would love to catch one list. For some reason, I've always found hammerheads fascinating.
And you'd want to get into the water with them and pet them?
If you hook up with one down at Matagorda, I'll jump in and help subdue it.
I'm definitely going to try. Yeah, that's the other big news is we have planned a Matagorda trip.
Oh, man.
Coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But our current podcast theme for this episode is a return to the undisclosed location.
That's correct.
Where we had a fantastic fishing team excursion.
We really did.
And most of it didn't get caught on podcast, which is kind of a shame because there was like some really amazing stuff going on in there.
There really was some crazy action. And we'll hopefully get a little bit more of it today, but then again, if the fishing team is caught in anything, you get to have low expectations.
The first time I came out here, it was like through Google Maps, and I tested it out. Like I used the like a little foam spider, and get nothing. And then I came by with the dog, just like walking the dog one day. Here, let's put it a little bit further. Right like that, yeah. And then that's when it was there was like a guy, an old guy out here who was fishing, and he was like, I saw him catch a pretty nice bass right in front of me. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Go ahead and launch it. Oh, careful. Okay. You're down. We are down and we are jiggy with it.
Yeah.
tied like 4 poppers. Some of the best looking poppers I ever tied.
Oh, you actually tied some poppers?
Yeah, and they're all sitting at home. I was like, I'll just put them here on the desk, that's what I remember. Jeez. No, I'm still popping. You got on the popper too?
Yeah, I'm just using a little red one that's old reliable to use it over and over again, live press. You know, what you might be seeing here in the
Could have been that all of our fan base figured out where this was.
And just fished it dry.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I think it's the most melancholy day.
Yeah. If you're like most of us, you've got a job you got to go to. At least 40 hours, maybe even more. That's a lot to think about.
Well. All right, let's see if this slightly old, venison breakfast sausage will stick to a treble hook.
Do you want to go to the kind of the middle area and throw that down?
No. I'll throw it right here, Jimmy.
Do it right here? Okay, here. I'm going to put on one of the most gripping parts of any fishing team. Last Cast Podcast event, and that's switching flies. Matthew Nell, because he's an innovator.
I mean, let's just say polymath. Just come right out and say it.
An autodidact, if you will. Trying to catch something new.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh, Matthew's on something.
Yeah, oh, you got a big old green.
Oh, yeah. Double hookup, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, it.
What do we got here? Haven't seen him yet.
He pulled hard. Pulled hard. It's coming in slow.
Oh, whoa. Down like a bat. Oh, nice
pass.
Oh,
the first pass, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Let me know if you want to weigh him.
I don't want to weigh him.
This bass is easily half the length of our canoe.
This bass has been an overeater.
It is not, but a very nice little UL bass.
Should get out the camera guy again here soon.
Again, throwing a fly that I believe we still don't know the name of. The white bass fly.
Climber minnow, maybe? Coiler minnow?
Fish like it. That's all we know.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's okay. So, we got two fish to one. After a nice little start.
If you
you're keeping score on your whiteboard.
Yeah. Home. Yeah, if you keep score, Jamie, it's gonna be harder to hide how much better I am.
That's exactly right. I'd also like to put an asterisk on that last measurement. That bass was not half the length of the But it was about a foot long, right?
You hear me, International Council of Turtles? There we go.
Oh, there we go.
It was worth something.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Okay, it's going to have to play out a little bit. Whoa.
Got a decent... Oh, so there's a lot of pull over there.
Let it run.
Nice little fish, listener. Well, we haven't even seen it yet. We don't even know what
Matthew's
into.
Oh my god. It's a Trident submarine.
Oh! Very nice
why didn't I bring the net? Oh my god. Oh wow. Come on, alright, come on. Don't. Just relax. Oh, oh, he bit my thumb.
That is a picture-worthy fish. Good Lord.
Can I give it to me?
We've got the fish of the day. Matthew has caught the biggest bass that I've seen here on a fly rod in a really long time.
Get a hurry.
Hold on now. Here we go. Let's get a good picture of this. All right. Hold on.
Hold it out farther. The farther you hold it out, the bigger it looks. All right, that's good. Come on. Right. You put him back.
Good one. Very nice bag.
Of unusual size.
Ooh, nice.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, he got it.
Careful, you get on my ear.
Come on now. Oh!
Whoa! Are you up?
I'm on him. Oh, he got off.
Oh, I got off too. We had a double hookup and then a double loss. Yeah.
Oh.
So this is... That wasn't that bad.
Yes.
With post undisclosed location fishing trip. Number two.
Return to the undisclosed location.
Ooh. Well, that's like a... Sounds like a Star Trek title.
Yeah.
Return to the undisclosed location.
Yeah, yeah.
After we lost Spock, then found him again. Then lost him. Then we had some weird adventure at the undisclosed location that nobody remembers. That's the entire summary of the Star Trek canon.
: The Argus checkmate.
There must be some sort of computer that like randomly generates Star Trek titles. The undiscovered masterminds of Vega.
Return to tomorrow.
The Leviathan complex. So we came back.
Yeah.
We survived. There was a moment where I thought we might go into the drink, which probably wouldn't have been so bad, because I've got a mostly waterproof phone now.
Yeah,
probably would only have been, like, where we were, where you were catching that fish that was coming in. I think it was probably only, like, waist deep, maybe.
Yeah, probably so. Lost a nice bass. Matthew caught a really good one, as you heard earlier. I'll have to include that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I included that. I'm already assuming.
You could just edit out all of the fish I catch in there. The next time.
Just loop you complaining or
sausage.
Something.
Sausage. All right, thank you. You're welcome. Oh wow,
dripping. Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
But yes, our delicious barbecue sandwiches from what's the name of this place?
Roland Smoke. It's a cart on East 6th Street.
Roland Smoke, here in the heart of cool East 6th Street now.
Yeah, wouldn't it become cool? Or is, was it, or is it Dirty? I forget.
I think Dirty is the traditional one. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, in summary, it was a great trip. We've been kind of spoiled two times in a row now with lots of action, lots of topwater action at the end of the day that was super fun. Many more hits than actual catching, but it's all part of it. And, anyway, I had a great time. And
yeah, I mean, you had a great time because I think you caught more fish.
I might have caught more this time. But you got the bigger ones and more bass. You caught more bass. But anyway, good times. And yeah, I think we'll probably, I don't know, maybe go back one more time before, you know, the scum's over. We'll
maybe.
See. We'll see what happens.
We've got a tight schedule ahead of us.
We do. We do.
I mean, there's other creeks that are looking good right now.
Right. Right.
And we got Matagorda coming up. And
then
after that.
That's going to be a big one.
After that, like, Lake Long is going to be heating up, and
you
may not want to, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That might be our thing.
That's true. That's
and,
true.
And we haven't had a successful carp trip yet, are there?
No.
Kind of on the,
no, we have not. We have not.
This is the time of year for that.
That's true. That's true. But in summary, very good night. Looking forward to the week going by as quickly as it possibly can. And for the last cast podcast, we're never going home.
We're never going home.